an yo Alphonse tich ma abedo ka tiyo ne abedo ka aber machal apu ma ber ama tich me pu ki bene agwoko le ma ati ka gwoko ne atik gang ki mon ariyo ki lotyeno marom abichiel.
Yeah, he said he's Oyo Alphonse. He's a farmer. He likes his professional to be a farmer. He has 6 children and 2 wives, which he feels is capable of keeping them, and they really supporting him on his farming activity which he's doing.
What do you grow at home?
Polkare mwaka riyo mwaka rangej abedo ka pur sunflower ki pul chido nge mwaka chela ngej ki kelo kwakudi te program pa net ena ye narika chia pur mwaka maa chel that is mwaka alivariyo ki abero chi mwaka alivariyo ki abor mwaka mwakaro bena pur chide mwaka nena tawa ni mera pur madwong chi kadok bene agi supporting group ma megwa kan mago bino ko neno kera anti ka pu kere chi go miyo ku rene neno mati ka pur ne ni
he said he's a farmer. He always plan he started planting maize and ginat which he has been getting some good harvest. Then later in 2007 Nad brought some seed of rice which he also got the seed and he planted. He also got some good harvest out of it. 2008 also he planted, but that rice is not really giving a very good outcomes. So now, since they have also have a group, they got the information that FAO is trying to support some farmers group with some a new seed rice. Then they are lucky, their group was also chosen. So they are now, they have opened a very big land, which is now you can see the planting as a group, and he has brought the group on board because he has been planting rice and he know how good rice is.
What's the size of this plot?
Yeah, we have measured this acre is 6 acres from here up to down there. Yeah.
Okay. And you share it with the 30 member group?
Yes, we are this group. They belong to that 6 acre. We have shared together, but one of mine I've planted there to see which month is specific base for planting rice. You can go and see the garden down there, the study plot.
Alfonso, can you tell me a little bit of your personal history, why you accepted to be moved from the IDP to a land near your homestead? When were you displaced first, when there was war here with the rebels? Do you remember that? Can you try to tell me that story?
Yeah, we have been displaced from here in 1997, in January the 7th, if I can remember. Yeah, that was the first displacement. Then in 2002, people came back home, where the situation is somehow calm. Then back in 2004, we had second displacement took place. So we last there for 5 years in the camp. Then we came back last year, but once. That is 2007, that people came back in their original home.
How do you remember being encouraged to come back? How did it take place, this?
It took place almost 3 years when there is a peace talk, so that when those people, the rebels, move to where they are supposed to cease for their peace talk, then people start to come back home slowly, slowly. So since up to 2007, then most of the people come back home. After now, some are still in the camp, thinking that those people may come back. Even we are here, we thought that those people may come because we don't know when the peace talk will sign. Yeah, so this is the backstory I can remember.
However, you couldn't come back with nothing in hands. How did it work?
Yes, we have come back bare-handed because at the time we have going, I myself also, I have some animals like goats, almost 20 of them. When we have going in the camp from there, most they die all because the space where they are supposed to be grazed, there is nothing. So when we are coming back home now, we have come bare-handed. Yeah.
So, and how did you start all over?
Now we have started with some seeds being distributed by some NGOs like Red Cross, and some Oxfams and NGOs called Oxfam distributed as some seed. So we start to plant that seed.
What kind of seed?
They give us some beans, They give some cassava stem. Yeah, they give also some seed like vegetable seeds. Yeah, so we start growing that vegetable. You sell and you get some money.
How were you approached by FAO or other United Nations agencies?
Our support was given this day here by FAO. So they give us 300 kilos of rice seed, Nerica. So we planted.
And when do you expect the harvest?
If it rains during this second season, I expect we are going to harvest this rice on September. As I was being told from the workshop that this variety takes almost only 110 days or 108 days. So I expect that on the September we are harvesting.
You talked about a workshop. Do you how many workshops do you attend, or what kind of a training do you attend?
I've attended workshop with FAO last month for 2 weeks. Yeah, we have started from the 24th and we ended on the 6th. Yeah.
And what is it taught in those workshops? What do you learn?
Yeah, we have learned many things about Nerica growing.
And then you're supposed to transfer this knowledge to the group?
Yeah, I'm supposed to transfer this knowledge to the two of groups in Padibis sub-county. Now we call them Farmer Field Schools. Yeah.